USA News. I'm Dave Collins. President Biden calling the shooting that left 8 victims dead at a Texas shopping mall too shocking to become so familiar to Americans. He urged Congress to send him a bill banning assault weapons and high-capacity magazines, along with enacting universal background checks. The president also took aim at Republicans in Congress, saying they can't continue to meet the epidemic of gun violence with a shrug. One border governor says the White House needs to start stepping up on the border crisis.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott says more needs to be done before Title 42 expires on Thursday. Speaking on Fox News Sunday, he said President Biden's plan falls far short of what's needed.
President Trump sent soldiers to the border to secure the border. President Biden is sending 1,500, quote, soldiers to do paperwork.
Abbott would like to see more troops sent to the border for enforcement. A surge of illegal immigrants is expected to start crossing the border after Title 42 expires. I'm John Schaefer.
7 are confirmed dead and a dozen others injured after a driver plowed into a crowd of migrants in front of a homeless shelter in Brownsville, Texas. Police Lieutenant Martin Sandoval says the suspect was arrested and charged with reckless driving, and more charges are likely. The crash happened early today at a bus stop near a shelter for migrants in the Texas border city. Investigators say it appears the crash may have been intentional. House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries says default is not an option.
We have to make sure that America pays its bills to avoid a dangerous default on our debt.
Speaking on NBC's Meet the Press, the New York Democrat said a short-term fix for the debt ceiling is not the responsible thing to do, but he also didn't rule it out. Jeffries talked about raising the debt ceiling through September 30th, which is also the budget deadline. This is USA News.
So, you need life insurance, right? Protection for your family? But who has time to meet with an agent? You're busy. But what if there was a better way? A way to protect your family, your loved ones, make sure you can send your kids to college, keep the family home, no matter what happens? Well, you can. With no agent visit, no medical exam, no blood work, none of the stuff that makes life insurance a hassle. Go to ethosliferadio.com. That's ethosliferadio.com. Ethos Life Radio is a 100% online buying platform for life insurance powered by Ethos. We match you after a simple online interview with a life insurance policy that matches your needs at the best price. EthosLifeRadio.com shops your policy to over 100 carriers instantly to get you the best price. And best of all, EthosLifeRadio.com is a marketplace. This is not a lead source. Your information will not just be sold with endless emails, calls, and texts. We give you the opportunity to buy life insurance online. Simple. In less than 15 minutes online. With no medical exam if you qualify. Do the right thing for your family today. Go to EthosLifeRadio.com. EthosLifeRadio.com.
At least 8 of the 16 fake electorals in Georgia are receiving immunity deals. In 2020, those electors plan to declare Trump the winner of the presidential election in Georgia despite his loss. Prosecutors have reached a deal with 8 of them, promising they won't face any charges if they agree to testify about Trump and his allies' attempts to overturn Biden's victory. Those 8 electors continue to maintain their innocence. The Writers Guild of America strike rolls on. The strike began after the WGA's contract with the Alliance of Motion Picture and Television Producers expired this past Tuesday. It's the first writer's strike since 2007. If your dream is to be an insurance claim adjuster and you love all the Fast Furious movies, Finance Buzz has a job for you.
For $1,000, they want you to watch all 10 movies, the new one coming out soon, and make notes on all the car damage done. The website intends to use the findings to estimate the insurance impact of the reckless driving in all the movies combined. I'm Corey Myers.
The U.S. Air Force is honoring former astronaut Buzz Aldrin in a promotion ceremony held in California this weekend. The Air Force named Aldrin an honorary brigadier general. Aldrin became the second person on the moon 54 years ago. Dave Collins, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.